What are some video games that give you a sinister slash psyop sort of vibe? Like not outright horror, but a foreboding hiding beneath the surface. Also, any interesting ex-tidbits that are Vidya related, theories, personal experiences, or knowledge, etc. People get hung up on the horror games with all kinds of overtly satanic stuff in them. Not to discount that, but the bigger issue is these games like GTA and all of the FPS war games, which are definitely psyops. Zelda Skyward Sword. Spoiler alert. The end of the game concludes that Link, Zelda, and Ganondorf are destined to constantly reincarnate and fight each other in some great honorable struggle, and this is portrayed as a good thing, or something like that. It may be retconned now. The beginning of Pokemon Blue, Red, and Yellow in Pallet Town always gave me this strange melancholy feeling. I never felt like I was about to start a fun adventure. I always felt like there was something wrong. The rest of the game felt fine, except Lavender Town, but that was meant to be creepy. Kingdom Hearts 1 also has a foreboding feeling that I don't think any of the other games capture. 9 hours, 9 persons, 9 doors for me, though, is the most unsettling game I have ever played. Nobody talks about it, but it is filled with X concepts. The level of knowledge displayed in that game is impressive. It's a scary game. It's a murder mystery visual novel, but it has this menacing feeling to it. It was so perceivably unsettling that the only way to get the sequel to market was to tone down the atmosphere for the sequel. I think it was unsettling because it says a lot about what the elites could be up to. COD games were 100% made to MK Ultra an entire generation to view enemies as bad guys and sign up for the brigade. Yeah, I noticed that too. It's surreal looking back. Yeah, also Tom Clancy's games. Gets even weirder when you look into the fact that a lot of war games and movies are funded by the DoD and CIA. Ni No Kuni. I don't think it was intentional, but the whole thing feels like some MK Ultra brainwash kids into feeling good about what is actually going on, with all the bright colors and music and stuff juxtaposed with the mechanic the game revolves around, of taking the happiness of individuals around the world and distributing it evenly. Now nobody is explicitly extra happy or extra sad, just generally content. Every single game that tries to be accurate to how US cities look and such give me this feeling. Like the ugly towers and shit are supposed to look good, and they want you to think that they look good, and the people usually act like shit in these games. Brings my mood down, possibly intentionally, so I avoid those games. Genshin gave me that feeling too when a dumb friend forced me to play it. It's such a soulless, ugly game with boring gameplay and annoying UI shit. Like the dev wants me to just enjoy garbage and is trying to pull me into a lowly mindset. I don't know how people even like that game. None of this is really X though. I could post the same shit on Paul and it would be more on topic. I'll get back to you if I find a true X game. I'll paste a response I got from a friend some months ago that I thought was interesting. I can't think of original content right now since I am super sleep deprived. Fallout 3 is loaded with Masonic symbolism. The Washington Monument is an obelisk, and even Fallout 4 has its big mission where all the factions meet up take place at the obelisk on Bunker Hill. Relating it back to OP's GTA San Andreas mention, it also starts at an obelisk. CJ's mom is buried at Temple Cemetery in the first mission, which features 2 obelisks and a fountain in the middle. CJ then goes through his initiation stages. Fallout 3 is similar with the 369, the goat, etc. There is lots of hidden stuff. Not only gnomes, but things like all of the city council, CC equals 33, members have a chessboard near them. Anytime they want to draw attention that a certain area has Masonic themes in it, you find a chessboard. Pick-related shows it a bit, but doesn't explain any of it. I was basically just taking picture notes. I can elaborate on anything if desired. The flame in your heart is referring to your inner fire, the spark you were meant to stoke into a blaze, as described in many different occult practices. Honestly, no Russian was the first time I had some sort of feeling that something was wrong. Like, it sort of made me feel sick to my stomach. I also think around 2009 to 2011 is when there was sort of a glorification of death, or like a devaluing of human life in games. When I played Wrath of the Lich King, I remember feeling like they really devalue human life a lot compared to previous experiences. Like when one of the trolls explodes and the woman is like, ew, that felt weird to me. I understand what you mean. I feel like TV shows and movies have gotten the same way, almost conditioning people to not devalue human life. Extremely violent gore movies were meant to do this. That's why horror movies often included elements of comedy and are littered with jokes, to cut the tension of people being horrifically murdered and maimed. Kingdom Hearts did have a weird energy to it, if that was hard to put into words. There was like a weird longing slash sadness attached to the whole thing, even though it is Disney and supposedly these lighter cartoonish themes. I was thinking recently about the use of the color yellow being used to communicate aspects of the Age of Aquarius and the Aeon of Horus. I believe that Sonic, in this example, is an Osiris Pisces hero archetype, but translated into the language of the Horus Aquarius Aeon. He's brash, quick on his feet, literally, and always has a witty comeback, but he is also undeniably, and I use this term neutrally, cute in his design, with big eyes and a small body type. The spiky hair turns him from simply neo-tenuous into having a youthful, cool energy. Tails, then, always being portrayed as younger than Sonic, is clearly an Aeonic apprentice. His first speaking role in the Sonic the Hedgehog OVA even gives him the cutesy speech impediment of turning R sounds into W's, sawi instead of sorry, for example. However, he is not ineffectual, as he is a child prodigy when it comes to engineering. In this, we have the old Osiris Pisces hero mentoring the young Horus Aquarius hero, a flying child warrior, similar to Harpocrates. In the Sonic Adventure games, the Kao Garden is a much clearer Aeonic symbol. The Chaos, yes, their plural is a homograph with Chaos, as in Discord, no one said the new Aeon would be easy. Are tiny, pale blue and yellow creatures in a garden paradise tended to by the heroes and even villains of the old Aeon. Here, they are kept safe and even trained for the transition to the coming age, over which they will conquer. Sonic Adventure 2's whole space colony, dedicated to studying chaos and producing a panacea that gets raided by a militarized UN with the intent of killing everyone on board, is pretty fucking crazy, man. Cyberpunk 2077 has this feral AI plot thread that's present in some story and side missions, but usually not the main focus. There are a lot of parallels to Abrahamic demons, and for the most part, the only thing keeping them from completely taking over is a very flimsy firewall. But some of the more crafty AI are able to slip through and either disguise themselves amongst the behaving robots or find a Borged out host to mind control. Everyone knows they exist, but everyone thinks the firewall is much, much safer than it really is. And nobody knows that they've been slowly trickling over to our side. In the mission where it's given the most coverage, you find out that the mayor of your city-state is being directly influenced and controlled by some unknown party. I think it's cool how there's this deeply sinister, extinction-level threat looming at all times that most people will probably completely miss when playing the game, just like all of the characters themselves. Pallet Town feels weird because you are the archetype. Both the symbolism of an empty pallet and the overt feeling of leaving home. By the time you return, you will be a completely different person. Your home will no longer be your home, but at least you can share what you've learned. Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, more than the later games, is about becoming a master of your own world, a world that is in the middle of changing rapidly. MGS4 2008 warned of a war economy future fueled by fatherless young boys raised on military shooters. MW2, the first overtly controlled in the series, came out in 2009. Kojimbo tried to warn us. Super Mario 64 made me actually scared playing this as a child when I entered some rooms because they had a deeply unsettling vibe. Something about the game is very strange. It has a very lonely world with massive spaces, but it always felt like you weren't by yourself, like something was watching you. Remember the eye enemy that follows your movements in some levels, like in Boo's Haunted House? Why is this game so cursed? I found it interesting how fast they switched from Russia good in World at War to Russia bad in the following games. In my opinion, it started with COD 4, with the Russian rogue general trope. Then they just turned the dial to 11 for the rest. Even Battlefield 3 had you fighting Iran as the primary threat, with all the glowy, fear-mongering excuses to go to war, like chemical weapons and nukes. Yeah, my finger wasn't really on the pulse of things with BF3, and even I thought something seemed sus, making Iran bad guys with maps in Tehran and the like. Even in Mass Effect, I noted how some lesser villains had Russian accents. All part of shaping our internal conception of the world so we manifest it externally. That one is actually true though. There is a reason they can make all of that stuff look true to life. Too bad the military does not get that action, even in the secret squirrel special forces shit. They are just shooting Africans and Yemeni in the middle of fucking nowhere. I found it interesting how they switched from Russia good to Russia bad. Hollywood did this too. Many Slavic villains with intentions to destroy the world or the US or whatever. With the exception of a short moment of democracy after the end of the Soviet Union, Russia has perpetually been a totalitarian shithole for most of its history, so what do you expect? Why would they make these aggressive fascists the good guys? When was the switch? Russia has always been the bad guys in films. Tons of games come to mind. Epic Mickey 2, played as an adult with my nephew, and finished the whole thing. The game is fun, but oddly strange. I know that is on purpose, but I just feel something is off. Majora's Mask, and also some 64 3D games. Need for Speed Carbon has some eerie atmosphere for some reason. Super Mario Bros. 2. The game happens in Mario's dream, without any explanation. The game feels odd. There is little to no things from the other games there. Not to mention the creepypasta about how the original Mario Bros. Game is the true ending, and the next ones are just Mario pretending and desperately trying to relive the moments as a hero, like how Mario Bros. 3 opens with curtains. Bomberman Fantasy Race. The game feels like a big MK Ultra thing. Unreal Tournament. Love the game, but something is off. Psycho Pass. Mandatory Happiness. I know that it is based on an anime, but the game feels odd. Maybe it is because the history is about a utopical communist and eugenist society. Metal Gear Solid 2. I know that today, people understand better the deep lore of the game, but when it came out, I was not an English speaker, and just read the dialogues using a book translator, and even then, I felt something off with that AI. Manhunt 2. MK Ultra storyline was neat, but too complex to its simple gameplay. That was more suitable to the straightforward story of Manhunt 1. It has a couple of cool scenes though, like when you return to your abandoned old house that is now haunted, or the level that took inspiration from Hostel. Very cool scene. I like the atmosphere of the first game better though, and its themes of the elite involved in the production and trafficking of snuff films. Manhunt 1 better than Manhunt 2 overall. I love The Division, both 1 and 2, for its aesthetics, but the premise of you are a member of a super deep cover, paramilitary operative tasked with restoring order to America during a viral pandemic by killing everyone who resists orders has always seemed a bit to me. Among Us, shit rebounded out of nowhere during the scamdemic. The psyop here should be obvious. Fortnite, Battle Royale specifically. This game has literally always been so weird and forced to me. It isn't fun, and even if I were 11 again, I don't know if I'd care much for it. It's also weird to me how the game that would showcase the newest Unreal Engine started as a zombie survival game that only became popular when it became a battle royale. Everything about it is so strange. A storm that is killing everyone. The fact that it's become total IP slop. Its unbelievable sustained popularity. Its early streamers like Myth, who fell off shockingly hard. World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft has always felt off to me. I played it a little bit a few years ago. Two characters, Orc and Draenei, and it was okay, but I cannot really understand what made it explode in popularity so much back in the day. I hadn't really played an MMO before that, so I don't think it was a novelty thing. Not sure what psyop it would be, but I don't know. This game is very weird. GTA, your pick related. Obviously the games are full of insane X-tier shit, but what's weirder to me is how everyone says that GTA is supposed to be a parody. The earlier games were rather straight and serious, albeit with some goofy characters. 6 is literally just remaking viral TikToks, something extremely off about both of those developments. RuneScape/Roblox. I have never played either of these games, but their ubiquitous popularity online is odd, to say the least. Nintendo thought that the actual Super Mario Bros. 2, which would come out as the Lost Levels, was too hard for feeble Westerners, and released a reskin of a Japanese game called Doki Doki Panic as SMB2 in the USA. They would release it as Super Mario USA in Japan, funnily enough. That aside, I've always suspected Masonry having an influence on the Mario series. This seems weird, since Freemasonry is a Western institution based around Western/Christian religious stories and symbolism. But remember, Japan was occupied by the Americans, and it would not surprise me if Masonry was brought over earlier than the war, during the Meiji Restoration, when Japan was on a mission to import Western institutions to compete globally. The stage play theme of Super Mario 3 reminds me of how Shriners would mass initiate and run people through the degrees via stage plays of the 42 degrees of Freemasonry back in the day. The opening start screen has Mario standing on checkerboard tile as well, but it's hard to tell for certain though, since a lot of the Mario universe draws from folklore and fairy tales, both Eastern and Western. Sometimes a wand is just a wand, but other times, magical themes are used to act as cover for legit magic with a K themes. I was looking into the prominence of mushrooms in Mario. Apparently, there are a lot of Japanese legends about people who go into the forest to find magic mushrooms. RuneScape. I've played this for many hours, and there is a lot of X shit in it. Firstly, the lore of the game is about religious groups killing each other, with the implication that humans will eventually be the only intelligent race. Also, there was an ancient period of time based off of real-life Egyptian stuff, and every location in the game has an ancient name in addition to a modern one. As for being a psyop, the game was clearly made to be addictive, and IMO, it is supposed to model human behaviors. If you haven't played it, this is hard to explain, But basically, they are like different groups of players who almost have their own jobs. Like how in real life, you can work blue collar, white collar, market exploits, etc. Yeah, I know about the Doki Doki Panic, but even after that, all Mario games have this Tever scenic thing. I love the old games, but they are surely off in some aspects. The feeling of the game feels off. About the Masonic thing, let's not forget in how Japanese always sent Westerns after the 1800s. They could easily be Masons, but I think it is unlikely. Probably some American guys infiltrated. GTA 3. That game did give me weird alone vibes, even back when I played this on the PS2 as a teenager. I played this game a lot, and there is a place you can go in the game that me and my brother called Hamburger Hill. Like after the war movie, of course. You can have 5 stars, and the cops can only assault you from one direction, up a hill, and you can just headshot them over and over. This can go on for hours if you have enough ammo. The entire background is just a gray block, as the hill you're on is facing the sea. It's even more eerie if it is raining. There is no music, no vehicles, no other people, no trees, no anything except for you, the greenish hill, and the cops running to the slaughter. Me and my brother would see how many cops we could kill on Hamburger Hill because it keeps track of your stats. After killing hundreds of cops, if you leave the hill, the city will not spawn anyone for a while. It kind of lags and will take a few minutes to spawn cars or people, or even the police chopper. A good strat was to kill them on Hamburger Hill, run to the tank, and use it to fly away while nobody is spawning, and then get to pay and spray to get rid of the cops. I just wish I could remember where it is. Marathon, prequel to Halo, is about a rogue, rampant AI that is trying to ascend. The dialogue is exceptionally difficult to decipher, as it's read through piecework data logs, not in linear timeline. 999 was cool, because it had synchronicity, masonry, collective consciousness theory, etc. Remnant 2 is about manifested worlds colliding and being eaten alive by a root / digitally viral disease. Lethal Company has a strange vibe to it. Uncharted always has cryptic undertones to it, kind of baked in with fun escapades so you never take it seriously. Final Fantasy X is so hard to understand the feeling. It takes a lot of difficult emotional problems that some may not see as X, but still hits differently. Wheel of Time, not a game, but the concepts of cycles and ages feels very real and fleshed out. I won't touch Doki Doki. Alan Wake is a novelist who manifests his writing into a conceptual world. If you're into the psyche and potential what-ifs of manifesting, it is interesting. Warhammer, both fantasy and 40K, are extremely fleshed out, spiritual manifestation lore. Talks about chaos as having personified entities and how collectively people tear holes into the fabric when belief starts to take hold. 40K humans are exceptionally zealotry in their beliefs, everyone donning scripture, prayers, mantras, and limit their worldviews to keep their psyche clean. If you want to read or invest into game lore, this is one you'd be in for years. Takes the concept and builds a universe out of it. Metal Gear is probably the most on the nose for modern esoteric challenges, living AI and simulation theory. Lots of modern problems laid out before they happen. Dark Souls is about cycles, constantly challenging you with how people try to stave off eternity and continue on eras as people lose reasoning, meaning, and hope. You collect everyone's souls to become a living vessel to continue existence once more, or choose to end all cycles and return us to the void. Most bosses have a different tale on how they planned and ultimately fail. Undertale takes the premise of what a real monster would be and how determination and faith is how one succeeds. Bloodborne is hard to even understand, but it's about ascension and connection with higher order beings. I'm not sure what one derives from this, but it has a certified hex-feel. Final Fantasy VII has collective conscious lore, gives you a feeling for losing oneself and trying to piece identity together from others and how much of a struggle that would be. Elden Ring takes the soul's idea and adds order through Elden Rings, which are just perceived values and effects that need to be preserved. As they shatter, the world erupts into chaos. You are given the choice to restore new orders, ascend into madness, ascend to the stars beyond what humanity has ever done. The final boss literally falls apart to turn into a living universe. Chrono Trigger is neat, lots of time travel hijinks. Overwatch feels very alive. Zen is an AI that reaches enlightenment. The story is about AI rights and the challenges that unfolds.